A reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus moved about within Galilee. He did not wish to travel in Judea, because the Jews were trying to kill him. But the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was near. But when his brothers had gone up to the feast, he himself also went up, not openly, but as it were in secret. Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, "Is he not the one they are trying to kill? And look, he is speaking openly, and they say nothing to him. Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he is from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from." So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching and said, "You know me and also know where I am from. Yet I did not come on my own, but the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me." So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand upon him, because his hour had not yet come. Our journey with Jesus throughout these days of Lent has afforded us many opportunities to experience wonders, challenges, and moments of inspiration. We also see that the events of the previous weeks have led Jesus to move about in secret. Yet when necessary, he speaks out openly and with authority. For the first-hand participants in these Jesus encounters, both doubt and fear regarding who Jesus was kept them from capturing him and putting him to death. Their expectations of the Messiah, the one who was to come, was in conflict. Jesus was sought out to be arrested by the religious authorities because they could not accept his claim to be the Son of God. In his own words, he made two startling statements. One, that he was the Messiah, and two, that the Jews did not know God, but that he alone knew him. Jesus boldly claimed to be in a unique relationship with God and to know him as no one else did. To the Jews, this was utter blasphemy. Their fear and doubt of his truth was almost unbearable to hear. This same choice is still before us. Either what Jesus said about himself is false, or what he said about himself is true, in which case he is what he claimed to be, the Son of God. Where are we in this story? As post-resurrection people, how do we approach our yearly celebration of the Paschal mystery? Do we accept our times of wonder, challenge, and inspiration with belief and acceptance, or with doubts and fears? Do we truly believe that Jesus willingly suffered and went to the cross for our sake? Have we, like Jesus, when meeting opposition and hostility, embraced with grace and determination the call to accomplish God's will in our life? Let us pray for the grace to know the joy and freedom of surrender to Jesus, the Word of God and Redeemer of humankind, this Lenten season.